be deceived by it. You have not seen the deceiving one. For as our nerves is indeed an enemy.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers and listeners of Madain Channel, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, by the grace of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, once again, we bring to you this wonderful silsila on Madani Channel. And today, we are going to be discussing the issue of assumptions. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, there are some good assumptions and some bad assumptions. So inshallah, before we get into this topic, like always, we encourage the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel to make as much as good intentions you can, as our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had also said in one hadith, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, convey on my behalf, even if it is a single verse. So inshallah, you should make this intention that you are going to diarize the Madani pearls that you learn from the silsila inshallah, as well as you will pass it on to others. You will make this intention that I will watch the silsila from beginning to end, inshallah, azza wa jal. As you have been witnessing, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, that alhamdulillah, from the past few episodes, we have been discussing many vital and important issues. We have been tackling issues such as controlling the tongue, controlling the eyes, and we even spoke about respect and adab. We even spoke about the relationship issues we have in society, how one should respect Muslims, and many other things we had discussed. Today's discussion, inshallah, is about controlling the mind, controlling the zihn, because this is also an issue that we have seen. It is witnessed. It's not just a regional problem, a home problem. This sickness and this virus is in majority of the people. We are very quick to judge. We are very fast to say and to give our opinion regarding certain issues and matters, and sometimes knowingly, sometimes unknowingly. But why we don't know this, that bad assumptions and good assumptions are there, and many assumptions can lead to a sin. Yes, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim,
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran minal dhanni inna ba'da dhanni ithmun.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. O believers, avoid excessive assumptions. Indeed, some assumptions become sin. Allahu Akbar. So, when we judge people, when we have some kind of assumptions in our mind about certain issues and certain topics, many a times that thought, that idea, that mindset that we have developed, for whatever reason, for whatever purpose, if it is bad, it could lead us to make guna. And this is such a virus which have destroyed relationships. Spouses have given divorce to one another just based on assumption, without any confirmation. Allahu Akbar. Homes have been broken. Families have been torn apart. Because why? We take information from Mr. A and we accept it without confirming with Mr. B. It's happening. So therefore, inshallah, if this virus, if this bimari, if this sickness has reached our homes, today let's make this firm intention, inshallah. We are going to understand from the spirit of Islam. We are going to learn this from the spirit of the glorious Quran, inshallah. Let's go into the depths of this and let's reform ourselves. Let's make this firm intention that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, if I have the sickness, today I want to reform myself and I want forgiveness, and I will not have any bad assumptions again in the future about any fellow Muslim brother or sister, inshallah. With this good intention, maybe you will be the one who will be mending relationships, inshallah. You will be the one that will be reforming people as well, inshallah, azza wa jal. Let me give you a little introduction, inshallah. As we are going along, we also have our esteemed muballighin with us, subhanallah, who will also participate in the discussions and give the wonderful Madani pools and the wonderful suggestions in regard to today's topic. Just to bring to your attention, Hazrat Sayyiduna Allama Abdullah Abu Umar bin Muhammad Shirazi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, this is because a Muslim should be careful about all of his assumptions and ponder about the kind of the assumption he has experienced. In other words, sometimes the deed done by a person appears to be an evil apparently. It's just apparent that the deed is evil. The thing which has happened is not good at all. But it may not be the case in reality. What you are seeing is not what you are thinking. What you are seeing apparently seems bad, but in reality it is not bad at all. He may be doing it forgetfully, or the observer may himself be mistaken. This kind of an idea, how many of us have in our minds these days here? To understand assumption, let's go a little more further, inshallah, so that we have a mature and a mutual understanding in regards to assumptions. Any thought that comes into the mind of a person on the basis of an apparent sign, often apparent sign is called assumption. In Arabic, it is called dhann. For example, if a person sees the rising smoke at a distance, the thought of fire comes to his mind. Because where you're going to see smoke, you automatically are going to know there's a fire happening in a certain place. So the smoke indicates to a fire. So the ulamas have mentioned that there are basically two types of assumptions. The first one is a good assumption, and the second one is a bad assumption. Now, furthermore, it is broken into many parts. There are two subtypes of each of the of what we have just mentioned, meaning there are two types of good assumptions and there are two types of bad assumptions. Sometimes it is wajib and sometimes mustahab to have good assumptions. For example, it is wajib to have good assumptions about Allah Azza wa Jal. And to do is mustahab about a righteous Muslim. Subhanallah. To think good about your Muslim fellow brother, and to think to it is wajib to have good assumptions about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, bad assumptions is also divided into two categories. One assumption is permissible and the other is impermissible. Allahu Akbar. So let's understand the first one. It is permissible to have such a bad assumption about an open sinner that accords with the deeds and that he commits. Hazrat Allama Muhammad bin Ahmad Ansari Qutubi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has stated, it is impermissible to have a bad assumption about a pious person. However, if a person commits major sins openly and he is notorious for transgression, it is permissible to have bad assumptions about him. Allahu Akbar. So, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, from what we understand here is that certain things that we see apparently may not be a sin in reality, but our thought, our mind, our assumption leads us to that sin. So we should not be people who judge very quickly. Let me give you a little brief, a wonderful parable that will open your eyes, subhanallah. You know, it is mentioned in some books that once upon a time, a religious person states that I entered a masjid to offer salah. And I observed a poor man who was sitting in the side of the masjid. And he was basically making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Rabbi Kareem, I am a poor person. And today I wish to have a certain dish. And with that dish, I want a certain dessert, a sweet dish. And next to him was a very rich man, a wealthy man. And then he thought to himself, this assumption came to his mind that look at this person. Ye dua to maang raha hai, magar mujhe sunhane ke liye maang raha hai. He's making dua, but he wants me to listen. He wants me to hear that he's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he, in other words, he's trying to notify me so that I may provide him with what he's asking for. Allahu Akbar. So this rich man made intention in his heart that I will never ever listen to him. Look at this man. What kind of a person he is. Allahu Akbar. After some time, this poor guy, this poor man, after terminating his dua, he completed his supplication. He went in the corner of the masjid to rest. And within a few moments, this rich man, he sees that a laborer entered the masjid. And whilst searching around the mosque, in the masjid, he was like looking for something. And then he seen the laborer, he seen this poor guy on the floor resting. He went there, he got him up, and he placed a tray next to him. Now this rich man is watching what is going on. This poor guy got up, and then he washed his hands and he ate those dishes. As that laborer was about to leave the masjid, this rich man stopped him and told him that, please brother, may I ask you a question? What dish have you brought for him? What dish and what food have you brought for this poor person? So he says, well, I have prepared this, my wife has prepared this meal, so I have brought it for him to eat. And this is a certain special sweet dish which was prepared for my family, but we have shared this with him. So the rich man asked him, but how is it possible? How did you know that he had asked for this sweet dish and for this meal? How this thought came to your mind that you need to come to this masjid and you need to share this meal with him? He says, well, look, I don't know who you are, but I am a laborer. I am just a middle class man. And I work very, very hard. After 1 year, it was my wish to have this meal for a year, but I could not afford it. And whilst working very hard, alhamdulillah, this dua and the supplication of mine got accepted. That alhamdulillah, yesterday I was able to earn that amount of money for which I could afford this meal. And after buying this meal, after earning that amount of money, I bought this meal, and today my wife had prepared this meal. So I just went to rest, thinking that after I get up, I will have this meal with my family. And as I went to sleep, my taqdeer and my naseeb had opened, because in my sleep, Ahmad-e-Mujtaba, Janabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had come. And he told me, oh my ashiq, oh my lover, it is your wish to have this meal, but listen to me attentively, that you will earn Jannah. You will earn Jannah if you do this, that in your local masjid, there is a person who is sleeping in the corner. Go there and provide him with this dish. And if you will do so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. And indeed, Jannah is guaranteed for you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So he says, I got up and I told my wife that before we eat from this meal, we are only allowed to eat one share from this meal. And the balance of this meal must be given to a person who is in the masjid. And this is the command of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, my wife and my family had agreed that if this is the command of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should not hesitate in doing so. So I brought this meal and I came to him. Now this rich man, because he assumed that this man is making dua so loudly in the masjid so that I may hear and I must give him this dish. So he tells his laborer, do me one favor. How much money did you earn to buy this dish? So explaining in gold, he says it costed me X amount of money. So this rich man said, okay, I will give you double the amount of money that costed you to buy this meal.
Allahu Akbar.
I will give you double the amount. I request you to give me one share from your share. Allahu Akbar. I want one portion from the portion that you have got as leftover from this man. So the poor man said, no, I don't think I will be able to do that. So he said, okay, theek hai, I will triple the amount. I will give you three times more than that money which costed you to buy this meal. He says, not even then, I will give you a single share from the share. He says, okay, I will give you 10 times more. 10 times more gold and value of money than it costed you to buy this meal. And this laborer then replies, he says, oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you want to give me this entire universe in dunya, I will not sell the share of meal to you, because my aqa, my master, had guaranteed me Jannat for this meal. Subhanallah. Wow. Meaning, if I shared this meal with this poor person in the masjid, my beloved aqa, my master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came in my dream and he explained to me the significance and the virtues of sharing this meal. So therefore, I don't think I have the guts to even if you had to give me the entire world, all the wealth of this dunya, I would never ever sell this meal. Subhanallah. Dear viewers on the Madinah channel, have you heard this wonderful parable? Subhanallah. That what this person was thinking in the masjid. However, inshallah, our muballighin are also here. And they will enlighten us about this bimari and the sickness that is in society today. So, Mu'asab, what can you add to this discussion, inshallah?
See, alhamdulillah, you said it beautifully. And the topic is well introduced. Now, Mulana Sab, what I can say is that now come back to our society, because we want to try to link this topic with the society so that people outside, as you said, you highlighted that it is something which is very bad at all. And you can see from its results and its, what is happening in the society, yeah. And, you know, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, you must be way. You see, the word in Arabic, إياكم, it is when the Arabs, when they use this type of word, you must know that what is coming next after it is something which is terrible disaster. See, the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the way he explained to us, you must be, you know, like people of dogs. All right, they write at the entrance that beware of dogs. Now, the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that be warned, seriously, it's not a joking matter here. Of what? Of assumption.
Mm-hmm.
For verily, some assumptions, they are, you know, we can say that they are false. Majority of them, they are false. Let me just also try to clarify this stanza here, that there is ilm, knowledge. All right? Then there is ignorance. Okay, these are two things. All right? Then in between them now, there is this dhan is in between. It's not knowledge. Dhan is not knowledge.
Allahu Akbar.
And it's not ignorance, because you're saying yourself that you know what you are assuming, but he is not knowledge also. And it's not ignorance, but the probability of him swerving not to knowledge, he go to ignorance. You see? That's why we see that, you know what, assuming, you know, people, they say that, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
You see, did you catch him, you know, having this affair? No, I was assuming. You see,
Allah,
you can go to any court of this world.
Don't accept
it. Yeah.
I imagine every time witness, he meets with him, what was going through his mind? That this guy has an affair.
The
there was no affair.
Yeah, they'll kick him out.
Well, I assume it doesn't work in the court.
See, Uzur Aslam, by a former police captain, you know, there's the law. They will kick you out.
Sheikh, no assumptions. There's any facts.
So this is how it is, you know what, you go to any court and, you know, they say this is the witness, you raise up your hands. Were you there? No, I was not there, but I'm assuming that he's a murderer. You see, so we need to understand, you know, from this society, we understand from this society. Now, to take it now in religion, it is something which is, Maulana Sahib, let us, with due respect, let us say it, you know, how it is now. It is something which is serious. It is something which is heinous. Many a marriage are broken due to assumption. Many friends are not seeing one another due to assumption. Whereby even also in the houses, the father and the son are not talking together because of assuming. Going to the masjid, this Muswali and the imam, they are not seeing one another. You see, someone, you know, he did go, someone maybe going inside the beer hall, then assuming that, no, this one is going to drink inside there.
In fact, it happened to us.
You see.
One day, myself and Mufti Sahib, we went to to a priest, if you don't mind.
La Baik Uzur, you can chip in.
And then we had no place to stay. So whatever, we went to a place and it was a hotel. And if you want to go in hotel, you have to enter to the bar where they sell alcohol. And above the hotel, it's full of all the different types of alcohols, you know, pictures, real pictures, you know, of cans and etc. And we had to walk in, and I said to Mufti Sahib, that astaghfirullah, we are walking in, and tomorrow morning we had to walk out because we have no other accommodation. We have to go in. We are musafir. We are traveling. We are going from one city to another city, and now. The next morning, we were walking, I said, Mufti Sahib, look there. If somebody just takes a picture, or somebody just drive past, they can make an assumption that, look at these guys. Look at these guys with the beards and turbans. They are going to those places, which is forbidden in Islam.
Allah,
but
Allah.
Yet they go in the mics and they're preaching about, Allah, you know, Allah. About deen and about staying away from these type of things. And yet they're doing these type of things. So actually, we knew it's assumptions. People can assume.
But Islam, right? Such assumptions in Islam is also permissible because
yes.
Muslims should abstain from going to places where there are allegations.
Gee.
Meaning, actually, if one goes into a bar,
yeah.
Even though he never went to drink, he went to meet his friend.
Gee.
But a Muslim who believes in Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should abstain from such places where allegations are possible.
Yes. Actually, the place was a hotel. For staying.
Allahu
Akbar. And when
but who think that...
You know, this, I mean, look, I just told him that
yes.
Whatever happens, if a person has to see this, for him it's confirmed that we are in trouble.
Allahu Akbar.
Because without
Allah
status,
wa ta'ala,
so these are things, you know, people
really?
Can, assumption is, it runs in the mind.
It runs in the mind,
definitely.
So this is like how Uzur Aslam said, you know, this is, the reason for this, this Madani Mukallama, it is to make sure that we want to empty the minds of the people so that whatever they think, they just only to think, you know, maybe the else, okay, of course, we are not saying that it may be apparently good or bad, but you as the viewer, what is your view in this episode or in this Madani Mukallama? What we are appealing to the viewers, starting with ourselves, is that as a human being, you need to always be in the state of good, you know, assumption. You know, as you said that there are good assumptions. What we are saying that let us try not to paint the picture.
I agree
because
with you.
Sometimes, 100% you know what, you paint black and it is white.
I agree with you. Okay. And before we go to Mulana Abdullah sahab, mashallah, I just want to enhance on the thing that you have just spoke now regarding the bad and good assumption. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha had mentioned in one hadith, dear viewers in the Madani channel, that person who has a bad assumption for his Muslim fellow brother, in other words, he has a bad assumption towards his Rabb. Allahu Akbar. So this is just in a nutshell to summarize what you have just mentioned, mashallah. Mulana Abdullah sahab.
It goes back to the saying of Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where it is stated that ijtanibu min maqami tuhma.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Meaning stay away from places of accusation. So every person as an individual, we should always try to save ourselves and save the others. Because when you do go to a place where, even if you are entering with good intention, but if what takes place in that particular place, those who observe it from the outside might be under the assumption that, you know, you went to do a bad deed or so forth. So it is always best for one to avoid such places.
Beshak, beshak, beshak. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very wonderful point you have brought forward, mashallah. Also, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said one hadith, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, refrain from bad assumptions. Indeed, bad assumptions is the worst lie. Allahu Akbar. One hadith of Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has also mentioned, a Muslim's blood, wealth, and bad assumption about him is haram. So these are the things. And look at it this way here. Maybe Mohsab can also enlighten me on this issue. That why can't we have good thoughts about Muslim brothers? You know, for example, my phone is ringing and I'm unable to answer my call for whatever reason. Now, very quickly, if I had to call my friend and he never answered his call, the first thought comes to my mind, look at this guy, he never answers my call.
Always he never answers my call.
He is avoiding me. Maybe he's thinking I'm going to ask him for money. Maybe he's thinking I'm going to ask him for this and ask him for that.
Or he can even tell me, see, I'm going to die now, watch it. I'm going to die.
Yeah.
He won't answer.
Allahu Akbar.
He never answers my call. No, I'm telling you, I tried so many times. I know that this guy don't like me, he hates me. He's not answering my call, you see, I'll try again.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So, but why can't we think good? Why can't we think good and kind about people? Husnizan. I know I have seen this in the environment of Dawat Islami, Allahu Akbar. Worst things can happen, our Amir al-Sunnah. You know, it's confirmed, certain thing happened. But he'll always speak the good. He'll look at the positive side. No, maybe because of this.
Yes.
No, maybe because of that. Everybody will say, no, it has been seen like this. So, maybe you and I don't know the reason why. Maybe it's because of that. We don't know.
And he gave an example. In fact, on the Madani Mukam, the other Madani Muzakir Life.
Ji.
You remember that one, there was an explosion of one petrol truck and 100 some people died. Oh yeah, you see Bob Taylor, what Madani pulls the game on that, you know.
Maybe you can share some to the views of Madani.
Yeah, basically there was a truck and the petrol leaked on the floor. And apparently there were, you know, people taking out petrol from the ground because the petrol was going to the waste. So Nigrana Shura thought that, he said, people are saying that people are thieves and they deserve the punishment. What they are getting, Na'udhubillah, Astaghfirullah, Nigrana Shura, Amir Rasul said, no, we should not think like that. We should have husnizan. Maybe they're picking up the petrol and they're putting it into a bigger drum and saving the petrol. Or maybe only four or five people are picking up the petrol and unfortunately other people that are passing by and the explosion happened and everybody had to die.
Because Shahada was set
for them. They had to die there. So basically, Amir al-Rasul spent 45 minutes to 50 minutes only discussing about this issue to make the mind of the viewers of Madani Channel and those who are making assumptions about these personalities to be careful and be aware. Because those are Muslim brothers and Muslim sisters out there.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. I mean, look at this. Wonderful Madani Pearl, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. This is our Pyare Bapa Jan, the founder of Dawat Islami. And this is practicing in accordance with the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. And do not find faults. And this is what calls.
In fact, I'm just, you know, I'm trying to picture that whole Madani Muzakara. He tried his best to even if the people who were family were watching that Madani Muzakara that day, there were a few tears of, you know, joy will come because you know what? People, so many accusations have been made against our family members stealing petrol, doing this. But Pyare Bapa Jan, the way he put it there, that you know what? Have husn zan for your fellow Muslim brother.
That is a very good point. You know, as you asked that, why people they've got this, you know, assumption, you know, assuming it's a very good thing. You see, actually, it is a spike of Iblis. Allah. That is a very spike of Iblis. You see, that is a trick where by Iblis enter in order for him to cause diversity and, you know, enmity, you know, between the people. Because the seed, that is the seed of enmity. If you want to see, as we said that, you quoted also the hadith word by the Prophet, stay away, stay away, stay away. You see, from it. Why? Because it is the seed of Iblis. I mean, the door which Shaitan enters in as far as humanity is concerned, his main goal is what? To see us not happy, not successful in this dunya, as well as in the hereafter. So, this issue of assumption, uzur, it is a very big, big story of which to preempt the mind, like how Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, said it beautifully in one of his abiyat, that is in one of his poetry, he said that, oh my eye, whenever you start to look false on some other people, then the news is that my eye, you must know that people have got also eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my tongue, whenever you start to talk about evil of other people, then you must know that all other people have got also tongues.
Allah.
So do you know what the best jihad it is to fight with your soul, fight with your mind. Sometimes you know what you see the things which we see, sometimes it's not, you know, it's like how, you know, you can see if you go in the tar, you see like there's water.
It looks like,
you see?
So,
now if you prepare a swimming costume now that now I'm going to swim in front, that will be, you know, so this is how life it is. The things which we are seeing there, the explanation are there in the hereafter.
Dear viewers on this Madani channel, we also have this problem where the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law issue is very, very vital. You know, it's a very delicate issue. Houses and families are breaking, especially, you know, sons are ill-treating their mothers, and all this is happening because the wives are to be blamed or the mother-in-laws are to be blamed. But look what assumptions does, and especially as the Quran said about wala tajassasu, and do not find faults. But what happens is, for example, if the mother-in-law is discussing with her daughter, with her own daughter, you know, talking softly, and then the daughter-in-law just enters the room, perhaps, for example,
and stop talking.
And they start talking. Now, what will go through the mind of the daughter-in-law? It is so natural that she will think, before I walked in the room, they were, you know, discussing something very private. And when I came in the room, it's because of me they stopped. So perhaps something about me. Now, how do you want your daughter-in-law to be like your daughter? She doesn't cook on time. She doesn't respect me. She doesn't tell me where she's going. She doesn't have muhabbat and love and respect for you because you have built it like that. You have made her reach that point where you always made her feel that you are discussing or you're gossiping about her. Allah Azza wa Jal forbid. But these are the things as Muslims we should also understand. It is something which is so natural. Ulama have mentioned that daughter is your daughter. She's your blood. But in respect and adab, try to do more for your daughter-in-law than your own daughter. Why the ulama have mentioned? So that you give her the martaba, you give her the status, and if she still does wrong, inshallah, then as a mother, you should take action and rectify her, reform her with muhabbat, because ignorance and anger will never ever sort any problem out. Only muhabbat and love and good assumptions, good thoughts. Maybe people will come to the mother-in-law and say, your daughter-in-law, she talks bad about you like this. Oh, she does this about you, she says this about you, she says that about you. Don't believe anything until we do not confirm. Allahu Akbar. Ji, Mahasab.
Huzur, as Maulana Imran mentioned earlier, that assumption it is the root of many evils. Through assumption, ghibat starts. Through assumptions, lying starts. Through assumptions, how many families are broken? How many marriages whereby the wife was just assuming? How many marriages break whereby the husband was just assuming? And there was never any reality. You know, they say that in some of the African continents, people are suffering from sicknesses called Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
But in our homes, you know, in our societies, we are suffering from illnesses such as Kisne Ebola,
Ebola,
Kaha Ebola. So, that is why the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, when He speaks of assumption in the Quran in Majid, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala addresses it to the believers. And He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu.
Allah.
O you who believe, ay iman wal, O you who believe, ijtanibu, stay away. This is a fail amr. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives a direct command. Why? Because this is a root of all evils. if we can avoid bad assumption, our society will be a very pure society. Our homes will become very peaceful. And also, on the same note, on the same token, we should not give others as well any opportunity, or we should not give them reasons to have bad assumptions about us.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
So we should live our lives in such a manner whereby we don't give others any opportunity to have any assumptions against us.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Wonderful. Very wonderful, Ma'asab. Wonderful Madani pose you had given and you have shared with the viewers and listeners of the Madani channel. Actually, today we need to find a solution. We need to find a solution how to avoid bad assumptions. What can we do to avoid bad assumptions? So, inshallah, we can share these few Madani pearls before we wind up with today's silsila, inshallah, that if we have this evil, if we have this bimari and the sickness, then today is the day we should make tawbah, sincere tawbah, to basically overcome this bimari and the sickness of bad assumptions. For example, we should shift our attention to the good qualities of our Muslim fellow brothers and sisters. Shift the attention towards all the good things. Meaning, don't search for bad things in anybody. Don't look for faults. Don't look for faults, because and then when you find any fault, then you share it with others and then you're making other people think bad of this person. Allahu Akbar. Secondly, keep reforming yourself, because a pious person has good assumption about others. One who is involved in evil acts considers others also to be like him. It is so natural that if you indulge in guna and sin, everybody else is not the same. It doesn't mean that everybody else thinks or feels or does things like how you do. Allahu Akbar. As the Arabic saying goes, إِذَا سَآ فِعْلُ الْمَرْءِ سَاءَتْ ذُنُونُهُ. When a person's actions becomes evil, then his assumptions also become evil. Allahu Akbar. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani channel, these are some remedies that we are trying to find. That doesn't mean that you do evil so everybody else out there does evil. No, this is becoming, it's going to become worse and become much more difficult for you. So let's try to find the good in the people, inshallah. Maybe it could be this good that you find in others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reform you as well, subhanallah. You will also become a better and a pious Muslim, inshallah. So before we wind up, and as we are coming towards the ending of our silsila, we're going to go back to our respected Muballighin, inshallah, and ask them for the conclusion, inshallah, in today's topic. What Madani pearls can you discuss, inshallah, in 1 or 2 minutes, inshallah, and thereafter we will conclude with today's program.
All right, let us try to conclude, you know, to solidify, you know, conclusion is very hard because you need to, to solidify, to put the last nail and to cement. Okay, there goes a story that there was a family, you know, a married man and his wife. See, I just want to conclude with this story, you know, just as short as you said, you know, and there's some lessons to be derived from there in. I think it can serve the purpose in as far as conclusion is concerned. So what happened is this, the family, you know, the wife actually, she used to peep through the window, and there was linen which was put on the wire to dry it, adjacent to them, you know, from the neighbor's section. So she used to sew the linen, the clothes on the dryer, and she used to give comments that they are dirty. Hey, that wife is there. She does not know how to wash.
Allah.
Each and every time she used to give those. So one day,
bad comments,
you know, she was assuming that's, you know, the word of assumption, what
Allah,
she does.
Allah.
So now, one day she was looking, and she saw now the linen to be very, very clean. So she was applauding that, what happened? Today that wife now, maybe somebody gave her a tarbiyah of how to wash her clothes, because now the husband explained that, no, today we've washed our window. So it was not actually the dirty of the linen, it was the window itself, which was dirty. So whenever we see fault in other people, actually, it is our mind, actually. We need to clean our mind. The time whenever we see them with the heart, not with the mind. Okay, with the heart, we shall see, you know, things in a different, you know, what you could
do. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Wonderful way of explaining it, Mahasab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and the tawfiq to think like our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has taught us to think. May we practice upon the, you know, ayat of the glorious Quran, subhanallah. We may go to our Aslam bhai, mashallah, who always has wonderful Madani pearls.
Blessed and beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, a Muslim's blood, wealth, and bad assumption about him is haram for the other Muslim.
Allahu Akbar.
And today we, viewers of Madani Channel, unfortunately we are in this sickness always making bad assumptions about something. Never have good assumptions, never have husn zan about our Muslim brother. We always talk bad, he's rich, he's stinking rich. They don't do this, they don't do that, they don't pay zakat. We always make assumptions. But when you hear, why is somebody other, the same person you're thinking about, and he's done so much for the deen, you'll be shocked that he, that person, that stingy person, no, it's not possible. So you commit so much of guna, so assumption leads us to all different types of evils.
Ji, mashallah. You know, Aslambai, the thought also came regarding the ula, the awliya kamilin say, that bad assumption arises from evil heart. So if a person's heart thinks evil, does evil, always assumes and presumes evil, then only the assumption comes out like that. No? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us pious Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us practicing Muslims. And lastly, inshallah, now we go back to our Mawlana Abdullah sahib, inshallah, in conclusion, what Mawlana sahib would like to add for today's discussion.
One must always have husnul dhan about his Muslim brother.
Yes.
Always think of the best about your Muslim brother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say there is a saying whereby one of it is stated that the only thing that you are allowed to do behind your Muslim brother's back is that you must make dua for him. Meaning always, try to always think of the best of every situation. Always have that madani zahn.
MashaAllah.
And it is a reality and it is a fact that even in our masajid, the imams that we perform salah behind, on many occasions whereby we carry these bad thoughts and evil thoughts about our imams. At times, even students in Darul Ulooms have thoughts, evil thoughts about their teachers. And the list goes on.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
And the only solution is that, you know, always regard yourself as the most useless person.
Allah, Allah.
Now, our Piro Murshid, our Bapa Jan, teaches us that simplicity. Always regard yourself to be nothing, and Allah will make you something.
Hi, hi, hi. Kya baat.
The problem of society is we want to Allahu paint Akbar. Everyone with a, you know, a wrong paint, and we want to paint ourselves with the good paint. We want to look good, and others must always look evil. We want to be the best, and everyone else, my son, my child must be the best, and every other person's child must be the evil one. The only solution is to have good madani zahn. And in order to develop this good madani zahn, one must join the beautiful mahal of Dawat Islam. For alhamdulillah, in this mahal, the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are taught. In this mahal, you will learn how to live in society. In this mahal, you will learn how to think, not only how to talk, but even how to think.
Hi, 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 hi.
How to think about your Piro Murshid, how to think about your Ustaz in Madrasa.
MashaAllah. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. That is why Amir al-Sunnat also writes in his couplet, Hu bazaahir bada nek surat, kar bhi de mujhko ab nek sirat. Zahir acha hai, batin bura hai, ya ilahi, tujhse meri dua hai. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us good and pious also from the inside. See, apparently how nice we are looking, how clean we are looking, we're looking very pious people. But what's happening in the inside, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So we should, you know, not judge people by their apparent looks and situation. And all these evil thoughts and all these ideas and presuming things, all are from shaitan. So, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, we have come towards the ending of the silsila. And it's a Madani humble appeal to the viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Don't miss the silsila. Continue, keep watching Madani Channel. And do not forget, what is our missionary statement? I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Don't be deceived by it. You have not seen the deceiving.